You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Shari Nassimi, the creator of the emergency service mobile app, Urgent Call, that assures your loved ones can find you when they have an emergency. You will never miss an important call from your selected contacts, regardless of where you are, what your phone setting is, and even with no service. Shari, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it certainly is our pleasure as well. So tell us, what is the Urgent Call app, if you can give us some details on that?
Sure. Urgent Call is more than just an app. Urgent Call is a service. A component of it is an app that goes in your phone. Presently, it goes in the Android phones, and shortly it'll also be available for the iOS platform. And so Urgent Call was basically created to let you feel at peace that you're not missing the most important call of your life.
And that is certainly important. Now, what inspired you to create the Urgent Call app? Did something come up or circumstance in your life that prompted the inspiration?
Yes. Well, like many of us, I use my mobile phone as my main point of contact. In fact, I think most landlines are basically disappearing. So in this case, I set my phone next to me in the charger. But ultimately, I put it on silent because I don't want to be interrupted as I sleep with noise. And you know how important REM sleep is, and you don't want to be interrupted all the time. So I had my phone on silent, and my father had a heart attack, and I missed the call in the middle of the night. In fact, I missed dozens of calls from family, brother, my mother, hospital. It was when I woke up, I mean, it was bewildering to see all these texts and calls that I missed regarding one of the most important things in my life, my dad's life.
I can understand where the inspiration would come forth through that circumstance or circumstances. Now, how did your background in creating technologies for NASA and Bluetooth help with the app development?
Well, I have, as you just mentioned, I do have a total of 62 patents and patent applications put together through my career as an executive at International Electronics, which was in Washington State, and other companies. I've created products before, and I understand how to create a product and how to bring it into fruition. It's a complex process. So when I did some research, first myself on prior art. Prior art meaning what is there out there that is close to what it is that I wanted to do, which was to make sure that I don't miss an emergency call, but at the same time not be bothered with calls that are not emergency. I found there are various things on the market, one of them being something called Do Not Disturb, which is in the iOS 6 and up. Basically let you choose a whitelist, people that are important to you, and if they call you twice in 3 minutes, your phone will ring. Unfortunately, I found that to be useless because people call you twice in a row for many reasons. Sometimes they get disconnected. Sometimes they call and then they hang up. They're like, well, I'm going to call and leave a message. I wanted to come up with something that would let you know it's actually an emergency. So in the way of what I used in my background, it's my background's good at creating new technologies that have legs, and hopefully this does.
Today we are joined by Shari Nassimi, the creator of the emergency service mobile app Urgent Call. He's joined us here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Shari, what are some challenges that you face as an entrepreneur who developed and is promoting a mobile app?
As I mentioned, this is more than a mobile app, but because it does have a mobile app component, I learned a lot about apps in general. I think your audience that might want to develop a mobile app will recognize that there are 600,000 or 700,000 mobile apps out there. And anytime you try to get into an arena that is this noisy, you want to really succeed, you have to have something that's outstanding, not just in the product, but also in the message that you get out. Now, there are people that I was reading about people that are issuing a lot of apps, and these are kids that are home, they're bored, and they don't care about monetizing an app. All they want to do is be famous with their friends. Unfortunately, what they are doing is making the marketplace extremely noisy, extremely crowded. So my suggestion to your entrepreneurs would be, if you want to monetize an app, create something that people will want. Ask around. Have a little mini focus group of your own. Ask around. Even ask strangers that don't love you, don't care about you, so that they'll tell you the truth. And then come up with a plan of how to monetize it. That it could include in-app advertising, selling things that are like software coins, upselling, and whatnot. But more than anything, what you've created shouldn't be just about making money. It should be something that is either entertaining or has some kind of value, and then it will drive itself if it does.
Good advice. And how would this app benefit entrepreneurs and business owners alike?
This app specifically, of course, for anybody that wants to be able to get emergency calls, urgent calls, is as good as having a pager. So instead of needing to pay a pager service for an entrepreneur or for someone like a doctor or a lawyer or anybody like that, they can rest assured that they can be in a meeting, they could be watching a movie, they could be asleep, they could be having a lunch meeting, and not have to look at their phone every few seconds. And know that if, as an entrepreneur, if an important contact you're waiting for is going to call, you will know. If, God forbid, your kids that are just driving, even entrepreneurs and people in business have loved ones. They will have a peace of mind that if their new kids that are driving, God forbid, have an accident, they will get the call. Or if there's an emergency at school, they will get the call. Or if their wife or husband has an emergency, they will get the call. Same with parents, grandparents. It is something that I find, and people have told me, is indispensable for everyone, including your audience.
Really good stuff. It's really good to know that there is an app out there like this. I can see how that would apply to my own personal needs as well. Now, tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Urgent Call Online.
Sure. You can just go to urgentcallapp.com or urgentcalltech.com, either one. And there's a video you can watch on there, and you can also get a free trial of it. Try it out for a day and see if you like the idea. After that, it's a membership thing. It costs $2 a month, which is basically free. And I think it's a great value.
I think it is, too. How about telling us, our listeners, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a takeaway for those that are or have been considering creating a mobile app?
Creating a mobile app is like creating a product. There are a lot of people that want to create a product but don't plan on what happens after that. So plan for it just up front, just as you're going to create your mobile app. Create the follow-up as well. At the same time, what happens when you're done? How are you going to show it to people? How are you going to inform people that it's there? How are you going to advertise it or do your public relations, be it an online resource, be it your own advertising methodology? Any way you want to or you think you can, do it up front. Don't wait until you spend time and money finishing something and then realizing that you're the only one that's going to be using it.
Well said, Shari. Thank you so much for joining us today, and much success with this application. And I think you've hit a long home run with this one.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you very much for everyone listening.
You bet. And Happy New Year to you and the company. And we've been speaking with Shari Nasimi, the creator of the emergency service mobile app, Urgent Call, that assures your loved ones can find you when they have an emergency. And once again, the website that does it all, it's urgentcallapp.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.